Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, bringing you, well, as usual, a mixture of tunes and a bunch of information somewhere squeezed in the middle of the show about gigs and club nights and general information about releases and things like that. So yeah, a bit of information and a bunch of tunes. That's the plan for the show. And tonight I opened with Acumen Nation with... what's it called? The Juice of Rotten Fruit. Now, that's from the Electronic Saviors compilation, which I have been wittering about for months now, I think. And I may have gone a bit over the board on saying how good I was expecting it to be. And I was a bit worried that, you know, when you get this kind of compilation in your hands, it's, you know, a few good tracks and then a lot of filler. And this is actually not the case. It is as good as I've been wittering about. I didn't get to hear any pre-releases of it or anything like that. I was just expecting it to be good, seeing the roster of artists and the amount of new material on it. Anyway, that's from Acumen Nation, Juice of Rotten Fruit, available on the Electronic Saviors Metropolis compilation, Music to Fight Cancer. All proceeds go towards cancer research, so a good cause and all that kind of stuff. And throughout the show, I'll be dropping, I think, actually a few tracks off that compilation, because it's pretty good and it's just a big dose of new music, just a massive amount. It's five CDs, well, four come in the packaging and you get to download the fifth with a special code in the packaging, so it's well worth getting your hands on. It's like an absolute bargain if you want a kind of diverse selection of music and hear a load of new artists. But you can always tune into this show and I'll play you a bunch of new artists as well, so it all depends if that's what you want to do. Anyway, I'm going to continue with a fairly recent release from XPA. This is Drop the Mask from Drop the Mask.
Let's go. Lift, right, lift. 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 Lift, right, lift.
Tonight, the only fear is fear.
You heard there Uberbyte with Break You from the Break You CD, CD single. And before that, we had Nitzareb with... oh, dear, I've mislaid what Nitzareb track I played. Once You Say from Industrial Complex. And before that, we had XP8 with Drop the Mask from Drop the Mask. All good stuff, nicely shouty industrial stuff. And as I said earlier, I'm going to scatter this show with tracks from the Electronic Saviors compilation album that's just been released. It was actually released a couple of weeks ago, but I found out why my shipment of the album didn't actually get to me for about 2.5 weeks. And that was mainly because the place where that was doing the distribution, the actual label, was actually under about 4.5 foot of snow for a while. So they had trouble getting their shipments in and out for a few days, so which caused a little bit of delay. But these things happen. We all get a bit of bad weather, so it was quite good. And the label were really good. I just dropped them an email, and within a day they dropped me a line back explaining what was going on, and my album arrived a few days later, so all good stuff. But yes, I digress slightly. I'm going to actually just play you some more from the Electronic Saviors compilation. This is an aesthetic perfection track called The Ones. We'll be right back.
She's watching your eyes, they hold your breath. Blink, blink again. Petty hearts are no one's friend. Truth still lies within her. She uses a
still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB. Ooh, that CD player seems to be continuing. Yeah, you're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and that was Aria with Hearts of Bullets, and before that we had Aesthetic Perfection with the Ones, the Genkav remix from the Electronic Saviors compilation that at some point I'll stop whittering about, but it's a very good compilation. Now it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in general in the local area. On Saturday the 13th of March, this coming Saturday, we have Darklands at Stereo in York. That's what used to be Cert 18, if you remember that far back. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £4 on the door, and more information can be found at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. I believe they've got a website, but generally I find their MySpace is more often up to date than anything else. What else have we got? The following Saturday the 20th of March is the third Saturday of the month, so it's the Wendy House again. That's held at Lee Student Union, and it's a big night with the main room of Dark Party, Alternative Tunes, Goth, Cheese, Rock, a bit of everything goes on in there, and the Mutate Room, which is more hard dance, electronic and industrial stuff, and that runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door, and more information can be found at www.wendyhouse.org. What else do we have? Looking quite a bit ahead for gigs and stuff like that, I found that Angel Spit are playing the Corporation in Sheffield next month. So that's Wednesday, 14th of April. That's £10 on the door. No, it's £10 advance, actually. Not quite sure what the on-the-door price will be. And more information can be found at corporation.org.uk. I might play a bit of Angel Spit later in the show. I've got some here with me tonight ready to play. And I think it's probably worth mentioning that earlier this week, Emily Autumn played the Corporation in Sheffield, so I might actually dig out some Emily Autumn as well. I'm not sure. Let's see what we've got coming up. And it's always worth mentioning the weekly goth nights we've got nearby. We've got Bad Moon Rising at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. That's every Thursday, runs from 7 p.m. till midnight, and it's free entry, so you can get your kind of nice social dose of goth industrial on a Thursday night to start the weekend going. And every Sunday there's Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds, which is 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. free entry again. The Bad Moon Rising, more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk, and the Black Sheep, more information can be found at sheepish.net. Now, I think I mumbled last time something about Carpe Noctem returning. This is run by the same guys who run the Goth Up North stuff, so the Bad Moon Rising and things like that, and Bad Moon Rising Live, and Cappé Nocturne allegedly coming back. So I checked into some more details, and it sounds like they're currently looking at starting it in May. So we've got a couple of months yet. I think there was a thought about doing it earlier than that, but just things like clashing with it, being lots of other events going on, I don't think it's worth starting. And start with a big blast when everyone's around and ready to go out partying. So, yes, more information can be found at gothamnorth.co.uk, and I'll let you know nearer the time, because I'll be pestering people about that and finding out what's going on. Music-wise, there's a band called Caustic that I think many of the listeners to this show will already have known about. I haven't played much on this show, actually. I might also try and rectify that a little bit later on. But, yeah, basically, he's almost undescribable but very funny, and well worth having a listen. And he's decided since his last album he's going to do kind of a DIY release, where, you know, stuff, homemade artwork, burnt onto CDR, so very kind of taking the punk do-it-yourself kind of ethos of things, and applying that to his particular brand of industrial music. And he's taking pre-orders of a DIY EP called And You'll Know Me By The Trail Of Vomit. So that's coming soon. Pre-orders available. All the details are scattered across the web, but one place to find them is myspace.com/causticmusic. And if you order early, you can get various extra CDs that he's just doing for a laugh by the look of it. So it looks a bundle of fun. So if you like Caustic and didn't already know about that, then it's well worth probably going investigating. And if you don't know if you like Caustic, I'll try and squeeze some in later in the show. I might get around to doing that if I stop nattering. Anyway, there's one last thing I wanted to mention. German label Dependent Records are going to release another of their Dependence compilations. This is Volume 3, is due for release on March 26th, so a couple of weeks' time, and will feature many of their artists' unreleased tracks. So bands like Edge of Dawn, Stromkern, Ego Lightness, Dismantled. So people like that are going to be on this compilation, so well worth getting your hands on, or at least I think it might be. What I'll do is I'll get my hands on it and see if it's any good and play loads of tracks off it, if it is. So if you hear it getting played on this show lots, you know it's probably worth getting hold of, or you can just make your own judgment. Anyway, that's, as I say, if I stop wittering, I might get to actually play all those tracks that I kind of vaguely promised just to play just now. So I think I'm going to try and get one of them out of the way already. Here's a fairly old track by Emily Autumn.
To show you all the beauty you don't even know you hold. I'm hurting you for your own good. I'd die for you, you know I would. I'd give up all my wealth to buy you back a soul you never sold. I want to mix all blood and put it in the ground so you can never leave. I want to win your trust, your faith.
Liar, 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 liar
pretty sweet. All swirl rose petals at your feet. I'll spend eternity comparing all my poetry to yours. As long as you love through your eyes, you'll never have to compromise. I give up all my fame to fight your demons and your bloody wars. I want to make all blood and put it in the ground. So you can never leave. I want to win your trust, your faith. Suffering? Are you 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 suffering? I want your suffering. I want your beautiful suffering. I want to see your pain. Are you suffering? I want your suffering. I want your beautiful suffering. I want to see your pain. Are you suffering? I want your suffering. I want your beautiful suffering. I want to see your pain. Are you suffering? I want your suffering. I want your beautiful suffering. I want it. I want it. I want to make all good and good. So you can never leave. I want to mix up blood and put it in the ground. So you can never leave.
Come on, pretty, play with me. Bang your hood, lay with me. My what big teeth I have. Better to mix fluids with.
Take your pop from needles to him. Take your filling bowl. Go to ruin, leave with him.
Horrid, clumsy, unstable.
Beat at your head till you run red, girl. I'm gonna be hell red. Little Miss Desk Girl.
is she who eats the flesh, drinks the blood, caca in bed, her plaything, soiled mess. Come on, puppy, let's play dead.
I'm the fire and the smoke, the metal and the skulls, and the promise that I broke, the promise that I stole, the reason that I hope, the lie I'll never know. Once you let it go on, I couldn't join in the shadow beyond. What can I say? Another word I mean, if it isn't for me, then it isn't for you. What is this part of me? What is this strange disease? This thing that's killing me, that I can't touch, that I can't see. It's in my metaphor, it's in the path I chose.
Great stuff there from Stormkern. I haven't heard a release from them in a while, and so that's kind of their new stuff, and it's sounding great, like usual. Quality stuff from them. And before that, we had Angel Spit with Paint Hell Red from Blood Death Ivory, and they're about to do a tour by the looks of things, so keep an eye out. I'll let you know if they're playing near here. As I say, I think they're playing in April. Next month at Sheffield Corporation. I'll let you know if I hear of anything more local. And before that, we had Emily Autumn with Liar from Ophiliac, who basically has just heard, just missed them if you want to see them. So that's a bit of a shame if you miss them, but good stuff from her. Now, well worth mentioning, that Stormkern track is available on the Electronic Saviors compilation. I may now stop playing stuff for the rest of the show off that compilation. It is a bit of a cop-out to play half the show off one bunch of CDs, but it's a very good release, and I haven't actually listened to it all properly yet. It only arrived a few days ago, so I've only actually managed to get through a couple of CDs properly and then kind of skim-listened the rest. So probably more from that in the future, undoubtedly. So I'm just going to get on with some tunes. I think I'm mumbling. I can tell I'm mumbling. Here is something from the latest Suicide Commando release.
Hello there. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of news and obscenity. It is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. We must save our nation from decay and deliver our children from the horror of perversion. We must make our land, the land of the free, a safe home.
Yeah.
safe home.
That was Suicide Commando. That CD player's done that twice now. I really need to have a word with it. Yeah, that was Suicide Commando with Pleasures of Sin from Implements of Hell, their latest release. And, sorry, I'm getting confused with myself there. And, yeah, that's all I've had time for this show. Next fortnight, well, I'll be back in a fortnight's time. I'll be playing more of the same, or slight different tracks, obviously, but more similar tunes, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time. So I'm going to leave you tonight. I'm going to try and keep my last promise of the night and actually play some caustic. This is Bacchia de la Capra. Bacchia la Capra, I believe, from This Is Disco. See you in a fortnight.
Rampant immorality and perversion. Rampant immorality and perversion. Anyone who has lived through the past several decades cannot deny the steady and frightening moral freefall of modern society. Each generation continually pushes the envelope of acceptable behavior. As a result, each succeeding generation operates under a lower moral standard than the one before. And unfortunately, there appears to be no end to this shameful trend. Insidious.